If you grew up in the Seattle area, there's a good chance you learned this rhyme as a child.
Quack diddlyoso, quack quack quack, singing Samarico, Rico, 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 Flora, 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 Flora.
1, 2, 3, 4. The rhyme is sung as hands are slapped around in a circle. The person whose hand is to be slapped on 4 is to move their hand. If they don't, they are eliminated from the next round. If they successfully dodge, the person who tried to slap their hand is out. If you didn't grow up in the Seattle area, there's a high chance you know some version of this rhyme as well, but it might be quite different, perhaps beyond the point of recognizability. The internet is full of threads and articles delineating regional variations. In some places, there is no quacking diddly involved, and the rhyme instead starts with and is called Stella Ella Ola. And the various permutations can be found all over Reddit, Tumblr, and Wikipedia. Cerulean Lamps from the northeastern United States knows it as Quackadilly Oh My and Chico Chico Chico. Princess Moss Princess from New Jersey knows it as Stella Ella Ola and Tiga Tiga Shack Shack. Somewhat unfunny, who doesn't mention
Bloody
a specific
Jackie
region,
Faber from pseudo
Spencer
Spencer
version
knows
that includes Crocodile
the
Honorary Crocated at the end where Northwesterners have
constant
an unusual sequence for
bologna,
this rhyme.
Bologna, bologna, cheese and macaroni
in Alberta. Several people mention a special version chanted in Vancouver, British Columbia. Some people mention specific versions they've encountered in Vancouver, but it's unclear which one, if any, is the agreed-upon Vancouver version that others seem to be referring to.
Stella Ella Ola, quack, 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 singing S, tiga, 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 shack, shack. Estiga tiga valo, 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 va. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
While these strangers posting on the internet are not normally considered the sources for carefully conducted research, I found that the nature of personal experience attestation blurs this distinction. While identities are somewhat more anonymous online, the only thing standing between a truthful attestation of lyrics and a fabricated one is, in the best of circumstances, a good lie. For example, I could attest, in the context of a well-researched folklore study, to have grown up with the following Northern California variation.
Quack diddly oh so pat 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 from Santa Clara, 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 Apple iPhone fell into a cyclone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But for a twist that even said well-researched study would have a hard time verifying, I didn't grow up with these lyrics, I made them up. The poor researchers would have to look at the fact that I did seem to grow up in California, and that nobody else attested to the same lyrics, and scratch their heads. So to spare these theoretical ethnographers some head scratches, I'll throw off the facade and tell that, as far as I can remember, I never in my childhood heard any version of this rhyme, whatever you want to call it. I first heard about it about 2 months ago. In fact, while some of my regional neighbors do remember Quack Diddlyoso, my mixture of in-person conversations and online reading suggests that if you, like me, grew up in the Bay Area, surrounding San Francisco, California, there's a good chance, though not a certainty, that you also had never heard of it. The circular hand-slapping game exists there, but I learned it as Down by the Banks, and it has the following seemingly unrelated words. I'll share the version I learned, though there is some variation in this as well.
Down by the banks of the hanky-panky, where the bullfrogs jump from bank to banky, where the eeps-ops, shooby-doo-ops, hey, Mr. Lilypad, and wink-ker-plop.
1, 2, 3. Although Down by the Banks has its own regional variations, I haven't been able to find any links between its lyrics, tune, or rhythm and those of Quack Diddlyoso, save for comparative ones made by adults. Its lyrics, except for the counting at the end, are entirely different. Both emphasize the pentatonic scale, but this is about all their melodies have in common, and that's fairly common for children's rhymes, at least in Anglophone North America. If I ever found a version circulating with lyrics from both, or something in between, it would upend my understanding of these two rhymes. Alas, I haven't found one. So while I, like everyone from Silicon Valley, was shocked to learn that not everything comes out of San Francisco, it did spark a curiosity in me. Where did this rhyme come from? Why is it spread so far? And why is it so different in different places?
Stella Ella Oya, bow, clap, clap. Sing an S, jiggle, 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 chat, chat, sa, jiggle, jiggle, valo, 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 valo. Sing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh! Stella, Ella, oh yeah. Clap, clap, clap. Sing an S, jiggle, 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 chat, chat, sa, jiggle, jiggle, valo.
Martina Vassal is an academic who studies children's musical culture. According to her, these regional variations are no surprise for a children's rhyme. Vassal speaks directly to this tendency for children's music to change drastically as it spreads. She says that, in her words, children have a collaborative approach to composition, with composition and performance interdependent on one another. This means that small changes occur in each performance, with children continuing or rejecting ideas with each repeat performance, end quote. Vassal, then, views the evolution of rhymes of the quackdiglioso sort as part of their nature. From this point of view, the question, what are the lyrics to quackdiglioso, might not only be unanswerable, but also miss the point. This lens might also put somewhat less of an emphasis on the migratory patterns of lyrical variations, and more of one on what the process of lyrical change looks like as it happens. There does, however, seem to be a possible link bringing together various quackdiglioso variations. Two music education curricula sheets circulating in the Kodai music educators community suggest that, in 1979, Rita Klinger, a music educator and ethnomusicologist practicing the Kodai method, noted a similar rhyme titled a kwakwa in a Jerusalem elementary school classroom. It goes like this.
Ah, kwakwa de la Omar, kwakwa, kwa, del sima trico, 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 tra, valo, 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 valo.
And then counting up to 5. Klinger was herself an academic, and taught briefly at the University of Washington, bringing the story home once again. She was also an active promoter and practicer of the Kodai music education method, a method I grew up learning by, and it seems that a kwakwa was picked up into a set of Kodai standards for music classes and the like, suggesting it may have been taught in classrooms around North America and possibly elsewhere. Its nonsensical lyrics, potentially based on Ladino, a language that few know in North America, would give plenty of room for the textual substitution that Vassal alludes to. Furthermore, a kwakwa de la Omar seems to have its own continued home presence. Gil Bar-Hillel, a well-known translator of English texts into Hebrew, posted on her blog asking for versions people knew, and got various responses. It has its own Wikipedia presence. It is very much a thing locally in Hebrew-speaking communities. The Hebrew language versions sit slightly beyond the scope of this show, since they are much more documented in Hebrew than in English, and my current comprehension level would not make my Sunday school teachers proud. But even knowing that they seem to exist poses new questions about what the trajectory of this rhyme really is. So it sits there. A kwakwa doesn't necessarily say anything about where quackdiglioso came from. But if it doesn't, then it complicates the answer significantly. If the rhyme didn't come from that Jerusalem classroom, it has to have gotten there. And while Klinger could have had some role in that as well, the path remains anyone's guess.